This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jamming more calls, and I got something really crazy to show you. Let's talk to Kevin in Florida. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to call in, and I was a huge Rush Limbaugh fan, listened to him for many years, and, you know, obviously it was sad when he passed, and right around the election time when the election was stolen, seemed like nobody was talking about it or scared to, and kind of found you through Joe Rogan. And I just wanted to say, I think you should be elected to the new mayor of Realville.
Because well, I appreciate you, brother, and I appreciate Joe Rogan.
You have some amazing guests on, some of the best on there, and it's pretty unbelievable that, you know, nobody's getting the real truth out there, and the big media is just kind of controlling everything.
Well, brother, I appreciate your compliments. What else you want to add?
Well, I think, you know, what you're doing is, you know, driving a big website, and there needs to be a lot more of that with, you know, Trump's, you know, website and Joe Rogan and you and other people like you need to get off all the fake news and Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else and just, you know, boycott them because that's the only way you're going to win. Maybe, you know, I don't, it's probably too late, but maybe a third party led by Trump where they self-govern, term limits. No lobbyists, money, all that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, here's what's going on. People need to understand everything is getting the truth out. The general public is ready to hear the truth. The enemy has lost confidence. The public is accelerating their resistance, but they've got to understand how really serious it is. The globalists are going to have a fake cyber attack and a new viral release, I believe, and a staged civil war to smokescreen the fact that they're losing power worldwide and probably start a war with Russia. And so we're entering the most dangerous phase in human development and human history. But I will tell you, the thing I'm most proud of and thankful for is God keeping me on the air in this audience. That's when you thank me, I get upset because I'm thanking you. They're literally trying to destroy me. And it's your prayers and your support and your financial support that keeps us on air, brother. But I'll tell you, I will take the credit. Because I've been given it by the people, and that credit goes to you. I'm letting you know that we all did this together. We woke up Tucker Carlson and took him to the next level. We woke up Joe Rogan and took him to the next level. We woke up Rush Limbaugh years before he died, took him to the next level. I'll leave it at that. And we have helped take this broadcast with all our guests, all our listeners, all our callers, this family. This isn't just Alex Jones. I'm like 10% of it. We have changed the world. But now we're a symbol of the resistance, and now is the most important part of the fight. And so it's like, you know, raising a kid till 17, they've done great, then finally just throw them off a cliff. We got to get them out of the house. We got to finish this mission. And I can tell you, my discernment is, but you don't even need discernment to see it all. But my concern is 10 times what it's ever been. The feeling of, I got to do it now. I got to warn people now. I've got to really find some way to trigger the mass awakening to the next level now has never been this intense. It's 10 times more intense than it's ever been, folks. I think you all feel that as well. And so that's why I get frustrated and blow up. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. And thank you. Thank you for the compliments. But I just, what I want is victory. And I am burning with desire against these people. I am just so upset with them. And just, I'm not going to hate them. They are the most pathetic worms ever. But we will protect the children. And we will do this because we love the children. And my love for not just my children, but everybody's children, their potential is just, it's burning. And I am burning up right now. I am on fire right now. I am burning up with just absolute disgust with these people. But that's only part of it. 90% of it's the love of the children. But I got to tell you, the 10%, I mean, the hate level is just, even though my love level's gone way up, my hate level is just, I just ask God to take the hate away. I ask that every night. I say prayers because these damn people, man, I can't even look at Psaki. I can't look at Bill Gates now. I cannot look at Hillary Clinton. I cannot look at Prince Charles, that, oh, how he's declared publicly war on humans. I don't know if you saw his speech, but my God, man, these people are the scum of the earth. And I just pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that God bring them to justice as soon as possible. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are now in June. Number four, Gerald Celente is taking over in T-minus 10 minutes. I want to jam in John and Chris's calls. And then I've got some really, truly disgusting news I want to cover. Just as bad as them killing the old folks in the nursing homes by sending COVID patients there. Right now, let's go to John in Michigan on forced injections, door-to-door scenario that's being announced not just in Australia or Europe, but here now. 30 days in confinement in Washington State if you don't take the shot, and they'll take your children. They're really trying to start a war, in my view, John. What do you think?
You know, when I watched your show, your documentary, Endgame, years ago, I thought, you know, there's probably danger here, but I won't see it in my lifetime that maybe my kids or grandkids will see that, but things have just accelerated so much that it does seem like that's a real possibility now. And I guess the question I'm asking myself and I want to pose to you and the rest of the audience is, what do we do if people show up at the front door with syringes and guns and want to vaccinate you against your will? Like, what do you actually do?
Well, that's a decision between you and your family and God. I think the key is move out of leftist blue jurisdictions and go talk to your police, talk to your fire department, get into the government as best you can. And believe me, I think you're going to find the police and veterans are actually going to be the most awake group. I'm not lionizing. I'm not saying they're our saviors, but it's just that's why they want to purge the police. That's why they want to federally, through the UN, come in and take them all over. It's because they really see the police and veterans as the main thing that's going to be against them. So it's going to be governors that stand up, legislatures, mayors, in some of the smaller cities. They've captured all the major cities. That's the UN plan. And this is it. They've been planning this for over 100 years, and this is it, brother. And they understand they want the forced inoculation in the camps to trigger the physical uprising. That's been the plan the whole time. They put you in a no-win situation, a catch-22.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what I'm worried about. Like, I don't know if people are going to show up.
Well, Michigan's a beautiful state full of great people, and if it wasn't run by the Democrats and communists, I'd probably live up there. I got family lives up there. I would tell you that you'll be fine in the rural areas probably of Michigan, but you don't want to be anywhere near a blue city in a blue state because those are the bluer areas. Because those places are going down, brother. God bless you. Let's jam in one more call. Chris in California. Chris, welcome.
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
I'm just here in the latter days of America and probably the world here, brother.
That's what worries me. I see the same thing. I'm the same age as you, grew up on the same popular culture as you. I've been working in Hollywood behind the Silver Curtain as a mostly closeted conservative. I keep my head down. And I told myself if I ever got on the air with you, I would tell you you faked me out of my socks with your Cobra Commander. I knew the guy was dead. I heard it years ago. Thank you for bringing a little joy to my life that day. I had to go check and make sure the guy really was dead.
That's right. The guy did Starscream and Cobra Commander, and I can pretty much do them both. It's the same voice.
Yeah, he was great. But I used to work in voiceover. Yeah, there you go. You know, I look at, you were talking about purging, and, you know, the last caller, what he was talking about, we have, everything comes down to the police. I mean, we've lost the elections. We've lost the courts. There's no justice for the little guy anymore. The Supreme Court is out of their mind. They have been for a long time. You look at the military. What are they doing? They're all over the world. We're being invaded on our southern border, and no one's doing anything about it. They're getting rid of all the patriots in the military. And the police are the ones who are going to be here when they start going door to door or they start enforcing things.
Which, again, just like they make everybody take a deadly shot so they can fire most of the doctors and nurses, it's the same thing. The police aren't going to go along with this. That's why these bills that are moving up to be passed in a bunch of states say the health department deputizes anyone they want for law enforcement activity. So can you imagine what these goons, I mean, again, this is how you bring down a country. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Look, I said I would get to this, but I can't do it justice in 5 minutes. And Gerald Celente's got a lot to cover and a lot to say and a lot to do. And I'm not doing this as a cliffhanger. I took my 4-year-old daughter to a local indoor water park. And it was pretty fun. Nice place called Kalahari. I guess it's a chain. Finally went there. She's been there with her mom before when I'm busy at work. It's in Round Rock in North Austin. But when I was there, it was hard to watch the little children. Some of them still wearing the mask and their parents. But I bought one of the masks. And tomorrow I'm going to read to you. I'm going to put it right here on my desk. I'm not going to forget what is on the back of this, because this is unbelievable. Because the liability, they got to tell you, don't wear it. Because it causes oxygen deprivation. But so the lawyers made them say don't wear it, but then the government makes you wear it on an airplane or whatever. And this damn thing is like in Godfather 2 where he's smothering the person with the big pillow. I mean, this is just wild. Yeah, there's the same mask. So I'm going to cover it tomorrow, but I wanted to end this segment with a father explaining how this is serious child abuse. And all the studies show IQs are dropping, all sorts of neurological disorders, all sorts of mental problems in the children. I mean, this is evil, folks. I'm not seeing the human face. It lowers oxygen up to 20-30% wearing these masks. Angry dad calls out California school board for the social and psychological damage they're doing to the children. And then we'll go to break after this and come back with Gerald Celente. I want to thank you all for realizing how free speech is under attack everywhere and InfoWars is under attack more than any. We're a real symbol of liberty, and keeping us on air is only because of you. So thank you all for your word of mouth, sharing the articles and videos. Thank you for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you for praying for us, as well as supporting the local radio stations and TV stations. They really are our secret weapon, and while we're still on air. So here's the father in California, and then Gerald Celente takes over.
Rock area for 7 years. I thought this was a conservative area. When I see members of the board of the schools that are in control of our children and the way they think, I'm disgusted. This is exactly why my kids are at home, homeschooled, staying away from people like you. They want to poison their mind and think that there's something they should fear. You guys are like the boogeyman. You're creating hysteria, and you're creating a generation of children with social anxiety. Yep. You're going to create an entire generation of pill-popping junkies. Yep. And this is going to be your doing. Because they have no idea what other people's faces and smiles look like. They're going to grow up in a world of angry, bitter people. Yep. Pissed off citizens who have no idea. This mouth plays a major role in nonverbal communication. I've taken psychology classes. I went through the indoctrination camps. I got my bachelor's degree from Sac State. Okay? I went to Sierra College. I made it through. And you know what? I learned that there are people who will stand up for the kids, and there's people like you. People that pretend like you stand up for the kids because you want the paycheck, you want the cool name, you're president. Well, I'm president too, bro. Both of us are the crew. Congratulations. But I stand up for the kids. That's the difference. I stand up for the kids in the community. I put my life on the line for these kids. I stand up for everybody's kids in all the communities. You understand? I am here on a 9-to-5 basis. I do it Monday through Sunday, 12 to 12. These women right here, it's sad you beta males let these women lead by example. You are seen as weak, minuscule men. And I tell my board, men like you, those aren't men. You understand? You will be weak, minuscule men the rest of your lives, and I'm not going to let you influence the other boys in this community to be little cucks. You understand? This is a city of men, not betas, non-gender-identified people. You understand? Okay? There are men, and there are women. And there are betas, and there's alphas. And this Omicron crap is a joke. Take the mask off. Take a deep breath. Go do some yoga. Wear your mask. Okay? And another time, children's brains. This is psychological damage. And I know you're looking at me, bro, because you know what I'm saying is truth. You know it. You're going to go home and sleep on this, and it's going to bother you. And I'll be back in 2 weeks, bro. I'll be back every 2 weeks. Because I own my own business. I want to my kids, and I can do that. Because no one else signs my checks. You understand? We sign their checks. And you best bet I'm going to run a boatload of people against you guys. There ain't going to be no easy peasy election next time. You understand? There's going to be at least two or three of you for each position. It is a whitewash. You guys are toast. You will not allow for this. I don't care what you've done in your community, because this is enough. You can go do all the good you want, but when you poison my kid's mind, it's done. Okay? You crossed the line. So I'm letting you know. We're pissed, and it's enough.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, everyone, The Alex Jones Show. You know, as Alex was closing out, he was going to talk about that mask, you know, the masquerade that they're making little kids wear and how it's screwing them up. And the... You got the box over here, the mask that everybody wears, most people. These little stupid things here. And it says right on the box, these masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection. And yet you go into the, you know, they're ridiculous. But, and you go again, you go into a restaurant, you got to wear them in New York. But when you sit down, you can take them off because the virus stops at table height. And we've gone over this, you know. But anyway, they're just selling fear and hysteria and stupidity. You know, I don't spend my time on Alex Jones promoting the Trends Journal magazine. I do it because I'm a supporter of InfoWars, the team, and Alex Jones. But when you look at the moronic crap that the media is shoving down people's throats, you better wise up and start looking at something that's going to tell you what's really going on, what it means, and what's next. And there's no greater example than the stupidity and crap that they keep pushing out as headline news. Then last week it was Betty White died. Betty White died. 100 years old. Oh my God, she could have lived to 101. Hey, maybe COVID killed her. What the hell do I care that she died? That's not news to me. If you want to read People's Magazine or Entertainment Today, then read that crap. Yeah. The toilet paper or record. And I got to read this crap so I know what's going on around the world and what other people are thinking so that we can show you and report on what you're not getting, what they are putting out, and what you need to know. Here it is. Comic and actor known for Full House is found dead in a Florida hotel. A comic and an actor. What the hell do I care? That's it. That is the front page of Drudge. That is the front page of Drudge. Oh, go to the Cartoon News Network, CNN. Bob Saget dies at 65. Hey, how about Yahoo? Bob Saget's daughter, Aubrey, shares last text that her dad sent before death. Oh, no. This is breaking news. Bob Saget remembered fans, comedians, co-stars react. That's the Wall Street Journal. Bob Saget's death leaves Mary Kate and Ashley Osland deeply saddened. Oh, that's Fox News. How about Fox U? That ain't news. It's entertainment. What difference does it make if this guy died? Who the hell was he? I don't even remember. I could give a damn. Hey, how about what's going on in Yemen? Hey, did you ever hear of Ethiopia? No, the Tigray War and what's going on there and the murder and slaughter? Hey, how about what the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama did to Libya and the crap that's going on there? No, Salenti. Betty White died last week. This guy's 65. What else? Comedian Bob Saget of Full House, America's Funniest Home Videos, passed away. Oh, that's USA Today. How about USA Tomorrow? Tomorrow? We don't know anything about tomorrow. Oh, look at all the news. The new year began. As the new year began, pick up the toilet paper record. Pick up the Wall Street Journal. Pick them all up. Pick up the little clowns on NBC, CBS, ABC, all the other crapsters. This is what happened in 2021. Let's look back, because we're too stupid to look ahead. And what we'll do is keep shoving crap down your head to really make you stupid and think crap like this is important. Candace Cameron Bourne's TV dad, Saget. I loved him so much. MSN.com. Full House dad, Bob Saget, 65, found dead in Florida hotel room. NBC News, it's no news, not NBC News. This isn't news. And again, I go to InfoWars and I look at their site, and what do they have there? A whole thing about how this guy got jabbed. Notably, Saget admitted during December 13th episode of his podcast, Bob Saget's here for you. Oh, thank you for being here for me. Oh, but now you left. I don't know what I'm going to do. I may die because you're gone. This is entertainment news. The guy's a comic. He's an actor. He plays who he isn't. This is crap. And this is why the people follow the morons, the idiots, and the imbeciles. I went to the pharmacy the other day and got my booster shot, he explained. I should have gotten it on my arm, but I got it up my butt. I try not to preach. I got my booster shot. I got my booster shot the day before yesterday. Again, this is on InfoWars. Saget said toward the end of his podcast, link below. Then you pick up the news. You ready? CNN journalist and The View co-host Anna Navarro is dealing with a breakthrough case of COVID-19. Yep. Savannah Guthrie is working from home this week. The Today host confirmed she tested positive for COVID-19. Oh, Savannah and Huda Katby, whatever her name is, are the latest stars to come down with a case of the coronavirus in recent weeks. Late-night host Seth Meyers canceled last week's shows after receiving a positive test, while tonight's show's Jimmy Fallon shared that he tested positive over the holidays. All of the hosts were fully vaccinated and had received the booster. And then they throw the line out there, which they credited for the mild symptoms. I know people that got it that don't have mild symptoms. And by the way, the Omicron or moronic virus, when you read the facts coming out from the health authorities of South Africa where it broke out, the symptoms are mild. But they're selling fear, hysteria, and stupidity. And that's why you need to support InfoWars. And to read history before it happens, you subscribe to the Trends Journal. Because all they're doing is dumbing us down with this dumb crap. We're going to be right back.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Expand your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as I said, do what you can to support InfoWars. Great products and things that you could use and you could need. I want to talk a bit about what's going on in the equity markets. This is from Bloomberg. Tech and internet stocks are under pressure on Monday amid a market sell-off in high growth stocks. So growth stocks are, that's when you're anticipating that things are going to take off even though they're losing money. The declines came amid rising 10-year treasury yield. The Nasdaq is down 6% over the last trading sessions.
A 10% decline is called a correction. A 20% decline is called a bear market. The tech stocks are greatly overvalued. The price-earnings ratio are levels that we saw during the dot-com bust. Again, they're not value stocks, meaning that they're producing and bringing in income and revenue streams that are not anticipated but are actually happening, compared to a growth stock, which are gambling stocks. You're going to bet that the growth is going to keep going up. Microsoft is down about 10% over the last five trading sessions. So 10%, that's a correction. Amazon is down for a fifth straight session. The stock declined more than 3% on Monday, reaching an intraday levels it hasn't seen since May. Alphabet, Google, is also on its fifth day of decline, trading at its lowest level since October. Netflix down 11% over the last five sessions and down more than 20% from its November peak. That is a bear market when it's down 20%. Apple, which briefly tripled its valuation to $3 trillion just 1 week ago, is down more than 7% over the last five sessions. We had said in the Trends Journal that they were going to raise interest rates in 2022. You go back just 2-3 weeks ago, the bet on the street was that they weren't going to raise interest rates until mid-year 2022, which means what, June? Now they're saying they're going to be raising them by March, and they may raise them earlier. And now the Goldman Sachs gang came out and said they're going to raise them four times this year. The markets, the housing markets, the equity markets, they were juiced up by cheap money. Interest rates are actually in negative territory. When you have an inflation rate of 6.8% and a Fed rate at near zero, you actually have negative interest rates. And by the way, one of the best interviews I've done in a long time with one of the greatest men out there, in terms of where the economy is going, what it means, what's next, and what to do about it, is Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So if you go, they just put it up this past week, the interview I did with him on his Rich Dad channel, and we talk about this in detail and what it means to you and what to prepare for. Because we're going into a very rough road. You have merger and acquisition activity in 2021 was at an all-time high. The reason being is that the cheap money of low interest rates. But you have inflation that's now at 39-year high. And the liars in the Federal Reserve said that when inflation went over 2%, they would raise interest rates. So now their official rate is 6.8%, and they haven't raised them yet. So, a couple of things from this. Even though they're going to raise them, that's not going to crash the equity markets yet. It will soften the housing market, but we don't see it killing it yet. What's going to go down big time, as we see it, is commercial real estate. Because then you start looking back again and start looking at the data coming out. Here he is, Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah, an honor and a privilege to be on with him, by the way. I mean, true honor and a privilege. So check it out at the Rich Dad channel. When you're looking at now the people that are afraid to go back to work, the demands coming from places like Citigroup, no vax, no job. Your office occupancy rate in the United States is around 40%. That means 60% of the people aren't commuting back to work. What does that mean for the businesses that depend upon commuters? Look at all of the trade shows that are being canceled and conventions. What does that do to the hospitality sector? What does that do to restaurants? What does that do to taxes that cities that depend on conventions used to get that they're not getting anymore? So we're looking at how the commercial real estate sector to take a heavy, heavy hit when these interest rates go up. And the reason that the banksters were the first ones calling the people back to work, like the J.P. Morgan Chases, the little Jamie Arrigan Diamond Boy, yeah, and the Goldman Sachs gang, yeah, and the BlackRock calling people back, because they're heavily invested in commercial real estate. And you also have loans back there. So now you have what? 4.5 million workers quit their jobs in November. Less people commuting. What does that do to the markets? Oh, and by the way, the restaurant sector, check it out. Seating, since the beginning of December, is down 32% in restaurants where you sit down and eat rather than fast food joints. And sales are down 18% compared to the beginning of the COVID war. Down 18%, 20%. 20% was pretty poor. How are they going to survive? Oh, meantime, interest rates, inflation's going up, so they're making less, trying to charge more. This thing's going to go down big and heavy and hard, but the bigs are going to rake up all the dough, because you also saw the information, and again, your new Trends Journal will be out tomorrow, and a great cover again by Anthony Frieda, chock full of nuts. Anyway, when you look at the data and what's going on and the realities, the worst is yet to come. Yes, the markets will go up for a while, but the crash is going to come. And that's the only thing that's holding the reality back of how bad it is. Where I was going to say the billionaires that we write about. The billionaires got $1 trillion richer last year. As the poverty rate around the world increased by 150 million people. The worst is yet to come. Get these products from InfoWars, because you better prepare. And again, the Trends Journal to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in the rough times ahead.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
And again, they have some great, great products here that you really need to consider getting. Again, for two reasons. Number one, to help yourself. And number two, to support InfoWars. And if you get these massive savings now on their game-changing New Year's specials, and you go to from InfoWars Life, and you get up to 50% off on this. So in this new year that's just happened, you know, it's really just, you need to reevaluate your approach to your supplement routine and your life ahead, because we're going into tough times, and these InfoWars products of InfoWars Life Essential can help you with the Survival Shield X2, and that's back in stock, by the way, 50% off, Brain Force Ultra. Again, these things are hard to come by. It's limited supply, 25% off, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off, Alpha Power. And the limited supply, again, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 40% off. Winter Sun Plus, and that's coming back soon. When it comes back, 50% off. So you sign up now for the wait list. So take advantage of these huge sales and get your InfoWars Life New Year's specials to save up to 50% off. And you can start your new year with a bang today at InfoWarsStores.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars.com. Again, the new year's upon us. Take advantage of it. Support InfoWars. Keep the truth alive. Your staff and Alex Jones are doing all they can, the great other hosts that they have, to fight for our freedom that has been taken away from us. And by the way, this is global. It's not only America. When the COVID war began, all the people were saying, oh, they're doing this to get rid of Trump. I said, no, no. Italy was the first place to lock down. It was an Italian. I'm ashamed of Italy and the Italians. I mean, look who the guy running the show over there is. Mario Draghi. Yeah, Mario Draghi, formerly the head of the Bank of Italy, worked for the World Bank, was the head of the Goldman Sachs Gang's European division, and the head of the European Central Bank. All right? The top of the bankster gang, the Prime Minister of Italy. They were the first ones to lock down. And you go back to our Trends Journal, the top trends for 2020 that we do before that happens. It was the New World Disorder. There were protests going on everywhere. And then when the COVID war broke out, they stopped them. There were protests in France. There were protests in Hong Kong. There were protests in Lebanon. There were protests in Colombia, Peru, Chile. There were protests in Algeria, India. COVID war, no protests allowed. So going back to this, it's global. And going back to why you need to support what we're doing with the Trends Journal and InfoWars is we're in the fight for freedom. And freedom is being robbed from us. Protests going on up there in Montreal over the weekend. And you look at the headlines in the Canadian newspaper. Hundreds take to the streets. And then you see the videos and the pictures. Thousands and thousands took to the streets. They're playing it down. See? Hundreds marched. Look at it. Look at the picture. They got a couple of pictures there. Hundreds? Don't talk to me like this. Oh, we'll talk to you like that because we are prostitutes. We're media whores that get paid to put out by our corporate pimps and our government whoremasters. Lebanon, protests. France, protests. Germany, protests. All over the world. But you know where no protests? Hardly any? Here in the USSA. They had one up in Albany, the capital of New York State, last Wednesday. They report that 4,000 people showed up. Okay, 4,000 out of how many people live in New York State? 19.5 million? 4,000 turned out? And it's a waste of time, these protests. I keep saying it over and over again. If you're going to protest, do it peacefully, and you don't leave. You block the streets. You got the governor over there in New York, Hochul Berry, whatever her name is up there, giving her state of the state address. Close down the Senate building. Don't let her leave. Don't let anybody leave. Let them get it in their head that you're in charge and they're public servants. Rather than this arrogance, what they tell you to do. And that clip that Alex Jones played just before I came on about that guy calling out those little boys in California, the school board. They're little boys. They don't fight. They're little cowards. Look at them. They're cowards. Look at the blob over there with the black mask on. The guy couldn't get up, let alone fight. They're not fighters. They're tyrants. And it's global. Look at that little Cotson Macron. Telling people he's going to pee on him. Or pee them off. Well, P on M, well, that's what it should be. Can you imagine talking to me like that? Or to Alex or anybody on their staff? Let me take it for a second. This is a fight for freedom, and it's global. And again, you look at the data. There he is, a little boy of nothing, a Rothschild boy, by the way. That's right, with the Rothschild gang before he came into that. Look at this little clown. Guy couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. And that's the other crap. Every time these people go anywhere, presidents, prime ministers, little jerks off over there and there, they roll out a red carpet, and everybody dressed up in their military drag saluting. Yeah, I got a salute for you. Yeah, here's another one. What is this crap? So now, as we're closing up, pay attention closely to the equity markets. Number one, look at oil prices and where they're going. They're still over $80 a barrel for crude. They hit as low as 69. As long as oil prices stay high, inflation is going to keep going up with it. When the markets crash, the reality will hit Main Street how bad it is. As I said before, the billionaires got $1 trillion richer. And they give back peanuts to the people. Peanuts to the people. Main Street's going to feel this hard because inflation's not going down. Will the markets crash? They're going to do everything they can to promote them. So, for me, and I don't give financial advice, it's still GSB, gold, silver, and Bitcoin, as safe havens. Yeah, Bitcoin is down. It's only 41,000. Yeah, okay. That's all? Again, the gambles. And remember, the religious vaccine exemptions, the church of freedom, peace, and justice. FreedomPeaceJustice.com. And they work great when you join. And the Trends Journal, TrendsJournal.com, and InfoWars. Get these great products. They have terrific things going on. They have the Survival Shield X2. It's back in stock. You get it for 50% off. They have the Supercharge Your Mind with the Powerful Brain Force Ultra, 25% off. And it's all these are limited supplies. So do what you can to support the truth, because they're going to rob it from us. They are robbing it from us like I've never seen in my life. There's places around here in Kingston, you can't go in and sit down and have a cup of coffee if you don't show your vaccine passport. That's how bad it is. Again, look what it's doing to the businesses. They're going down big, they're going to go down hard. Will it end? We believe it will. When? Tune in next week. Well, subscribe and you'll read it in the Trends Journal tomorrow.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.